Okay, so after a couple of days in pads, then the players were off yesterday, so we're back at it today, and hopefully we can make some corrections from those first 2 days there, Saturday and Sunday, and just keep moving forward here in training camp. You know, we got a long way to go, long way to go.
You saw when they put the pads on?
Some good things, and obviously a lot of things we need to work on. So. You know, just keep plugging away. It's a long haul here. Don't build your fundamentals and techniques in one practice. It takes a lot of repetitions to do that. And each position, each player has a lot of things he has to master and be good at. So, you know, we'll take some of them and try to improve those and address other ones as we go forward.
Well, is it too early for anyone to get excited over the kind of chemistry that it looks like starting to build between Tom and Brandon Lloyd?
Yeah, we got a long way to go. Yeah, I think it's a little too early to get excited about anything. You know, we got a lot of work to do. Everybody, coaches, players, veterans, everybody.
Any guys ready on the PUP to come back and practice today for the first time?
I don't think we have anything that's. I don't think we have any personnel moves.
PUP is Ebner. Eligible for PUP?
No, he passed his physical. Yeah, so he. Once they pass their physical and they're on the field, then they can't be PUP'd. No. It's just the initial physical. Yep. Don't you know that field? Are you in a rules committee there? Nope.
What are some things that drew you guys to Trevor Scott? And obviously, like you said before, it's very early on. How was he starting to acclimate to the system?
Well, you know, Trevor's, you know, a guy we did work on coming out in the draft, 4 years ago. You know, Buffalo kid, I mean, you know, Eastern type kid. You know, he played a couple different positions out at Oakland during his time there, some defensive end, some outside linebacker, some sub-rush responsibilities. A lot of times he was on the line, sometimes in a three-point stance, sometimes a two-point stance, but he also did play off the line in linebacker roles. So, you know, we saw him doing a lot of different things in addition to the kicking game. And, you know, he has some versatility. He's young. And, you know, he's worked hard. He had a real good off season for us in terms of our, you know, off season program, and he was one of our award winners there. And so he's, you know, getting acclimated. I mean, again, a long way to go. I think certainly a lot of things that we do that either he needs to work on or he hasn't done at Oakland or whatever it is. But he's a hardworking kid, and you know, he's making progress.
Off-season award winners. It looks like there was about 10 of them. Could you comment on the group that won the awards?
I mean, they stood out in their position, or they were different categories, comeback player, newcomer type of thing.
Is that new for you this year to have the different categories?
No, we've had some of those before.
Bill, you talked a little bit about how sub defense has become more prevalent, reacting to what the offenses are doing. It seemed like for years the perception was your right defensive end was your pass rusher, your left defensive end was a little more of a bigger run player because teams ran right. Are those things changing too with sort of the evolution of offenses?
I would say it's still more that way than the other way. I mean, teams are balanced and they do a good job of scouting themselves and making sure that they don't create any heavy tendencies, or maybe if they do create them, it's because they want to create them. But I would say that it's still tilted a little bit more that way than the other way, let's say.
Do
So in other words, most weeks I would say the most athletic pass rusher that we face lines up on our left side. I mean, that's not, you know, set in stone, but generally that would be what we would see.
It looks early on that Rob Ninkovich was getting some reps at left defensive end. Do you think he's suited for that type of role of being a run player in that front there?
Yeah, well, essentially that's what Rob's done. And Rob's pretty flexible. He's played both sides and played on his feet, played in a three-point stance. I think he's certainly strong enough to do that, physical enough, plays a good leverage. Yeah.
Bill, we see you guys on the field at like 1:30, and it seems like roughly you guys stay till like 9, 10 o'clock. What time do guys have to get here in the morning to officially report?
It depends. They're different times depending on what they need to do. The treatment, you know, the guys that aren't practicing that have to get treatment and that type of thing, you know, come earlier and they stay later to get those extra times. Guys in the middle of the day, you know, there's some time in the middle of the day, but they're, you know, depending on things in the kicking game, special teams, treatments, conditioning. Some guys come in for, you know, extra time with their coaches or to, you know, do something else. So,
is film work usually before practice or after, or is it both?
Well, I'd say generally speaking, what we try to do is in the morning talk about what we're going to put in for that day, this practice that's coming up. So this morning we talked about the things that are going in today. Which would include showing film from mini camp or maybe last season or whatever it is that applies to this is what we're doing. And then tonight we would watch the film and talk about what we did on the field. Here's how we did it. This is how we need to do it better. This is good. This wasn't so good. Here's a problem. This is how we're going to handle it, that type of thing. Then the next day we go to the next day of installation. And so you know, when the day's over, hopefully, we walk out of here at least understanding what we're trying to do, how we're trying to do it, and even if we didn't do it properly, hopefully we have a better understanding of how to do it better the next time we do it, which might be the next day or the next time we get to that situation or drill. So.
Bill, you've seen the increase to 90. The number of guys you can have in camp, is an advantage or a disadvantage at all? The number of people that you have an opportunity to evaluate from?
What's an advantage of those 10 players that wouldn't otherwise be in camp?
Is it an advantage to you in the ability to get plenty of reps for everyone in the early stages?
No, I mean, we have the same number of people everybody else has, so I don't think, you know, one of the 32 teams has an advantage over any other one because it's all the same.
Is it good for you as a coaching staff if you have 90 players out there? You know, they always talk about teacher class sizes. The smaller the class size in relation to the number of teachers, the better it is.
Right. I mean, I don't know. Look, whatever it is, it is. If it's 80, it's 80. If it's 90, it's 100, it's 100. I mean, we'll do the best with whatever it is. Try to make the most out of it. I don't see it as an advantage, disadvantage. I think you take whatever your opportunities are and you figure out how to make the most of them. If they change, then you take the new set of circumstances and make the best of that.
Bill, you started coaching that back in the days when there were 100 and 110 or more than that out there on the practice fields, but you also had a much longer training camp to weed your way through all that. This is a more compressed type of thing now. I guess what I'm thinking is more players better? I know you also have guys who aren't out there too, so at least you still have full practices you can run with a couple more players available to you. Is it significant? Is it a significant change, or is it just something that, you know, kind of?
Oh, it's definitely a significant change. I mean, when I started coaching the NFL, first of all, there really wasn't any off-season program, or it was very limited. So you didn't have the organized OTAs that we have now. I mean, when you put in at the beginning of training camp, when you installed your plays, you installed them very thoroughly because it was, I'd say, pretty much the first time they were hearing it. I mean, veterans obviously had heard it before, but, you know, for the benefit of the whole team, you did it in a very thorough way because it was really the first time. You know, we go out here the first day of practice. We've already had 13 practices. Now, granted, it was 6 weeks ago, but, you know, those are whatever, however many practices we had. So, you know, there's definitely a level of, you know, from a month of practice, there's some learning and carryover. And, you know, we might have a couple new guys on the team and all that, but I'm saying overall, there's a lot more lead in. You know, the numbers really came from the rookies, you know, and that's when teams would bring, you know, 50, 60 rookies to camp and have a training camp of rookies for, you know, a week, 10 days, 2 weeks, depending on what the team and what their philosophy was. I mean, Bud Grant was probably, you know, like 2 hours with Dallas and Oakland and some of those teams. They did it for like two and a half weeks. So then they, out of those 60, 70 players, whatever it was, then they kept the, you know, 15, 20 guys or, you know, however many they kept to then go to practice when everybody came in and got rid of the guys that they, you know, were just kind of tryout guys. But that's where the, like the Everson Walls of the world and guys like that came from, where they were just part of a big number, and then they kind of made the first cut and then got into training camp and, you know, in his case, you know, ended up having a, you know, having a great career. So that was different. Of course, he had 6 preseason games plus a couple scrimmages. I mean, you can't, you know, you'd have the rookie scrimmage, so you had like, you know, 50, 60 rookies, and then you go either scrimmage yourself or go scrimmage somebody else a couple of times to see how they looked against competition, and then, you know, to help whittle that down. So you had the rookie scrimmages, then you had, you know, a veteran scrimmage or two maybe, and then you had 6 preseason games. So the preparation for the season really was at the beginning of the season, not like in the spring and then kind of jumping to a different point. So it was a lot different. I mean, was it better or worse, or, you know, I don't know. It was, you know, season didn't start till the end of September, like September 21st or, you know, somewhere in that range was opening day. And of course, season ended a lot earlier too. You know, we weren't playing into, you know, baseball season.
Brandon Spikes limited physically, what he can do right now?
Whatever he can do is what he can do. So, you know, that with any player, that can change from day to day.
Final question. What strengths does Brandon Bolden have as a player?
I think he seems like he has done a decent job in the areas that we've asked him to work in, special teams. He's been, you know, can catch the ball, has some skill in the passing game, and he had some production in the running game in college. You know, we've only seen that in drills. We haven't seen that really, you know, live competition yet, but based on college, looked like he could run the ball. So, pretty smart guy, can catch, play in the kicking game.
Him so far making this jump?
Well, I mean, like all the rookies, he's made plenty of mistakes, but, you know, he's made progress. He's definitely, you know, he's worked at it, and like I said, he's a smart kid. He's picked things up fairly well, so, you know, it'll really start to pile on here, you know, when we get into, by the end of this week, you know, when we kind of have everything in, then it'll be piled pretty high. We'll see how everybody's holding up, you know, this week and then the next week. And, you know, once we get into, you know, closer to the Saints weekend, then our installation will be close to the top. But in the next few days, you know, it'll just keep piling up. Some guys may be able to handle that. Other guys may, you know, may get a little congested. See how it goes, you know. All right. Thanks.